Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Hey, no, Mom. I didn't see the Beaver anywhere on my way home.
Well, I wonder what's going on. He hasn't been home early from school one day this week.
Search me.
A few years ago, he might have stopped at Miller's Pond to catch a pollywog. Been climbing trees and peeking in birds' nests.
Yeah, but now he's more likely to be climbing a fender and looking at an engine or pry some surfboards. Hey, maybe he's down at the record shop twisting in the booth.
Wally. With her Beaver?
I don't know. Maybe.
Gee, for 5 days now, you've just been standing here watching her walk by. Aren't you ever going to speak to her?
I don't know.
Gee, if you're in love with a girl, I think there's a lot more to it than just looking at her.
I don't know.
All I want is this crummy monkey.
You think you got a chip?
$1.15.
Hurry, step right up. Everybody plays, everybody wins. Try your luck, everybody wins, everybody plays.
How about trying your luck, boys? Everybody wins at Hoopala.
Step right up, folks. Try your luck, everybody wins, everybody plays.
Boy, look at all the neat prizes.
I have to go and blow my money on this.
Yeah, and this is really expensive stuff, too.
Step right up, folks. Hurry.
$15, $10, $20.
Three hoops for a quarter, son.
Okay, mister. Well, can I crack the fishing reel?
Anything you want, my boy. You ring it and you've got it.
Step right up.
Come on, Beav, you can do it. Take your time, Beav. Beav, you did it. You got the $20 gold locket.
Now, Sonny, what will you do with a girl's locket? Would you rather have this nice, genuine Mickey Mantle ashtray?
Don't take it, Beav. The locket's worth $20.
No, sir. I think I should have the locket.
Okay, Ed. Give it to him. Here you go, kid.
Thanks, mister.
Well, it's not a fishing reel, but at least they didn't get skunked. 14 karat gold.
Golly, B, that's the best kind of gold you can get.
You, dummy, you. You let him use it. Come on, Hoops.
We should look for him around the Big Dipper again.
This is what happens when you bring little squirts along. They're always wandering off.
Hey, here they come.
Where have you guys been?
They probably dropped their candy apples and been bawling their eyes out.
Hey, what? Look at that one. Worth $20.
Yeah, and it's 14 karat gold.
Say, that is pretty neat, Beef.
Yeah. What'd it cost you to win it, Beef? 25 cents. Tell you what. Here's a dollar. That'll give you a profit of 75 cents cash.
Oh, no, you don't, Eddie.
Hey, Wally, look. The locket parts in double. Looks like you can put pictures in it.
Yeah? Why don't you put in a picture of yourself and King Kong? You'd make quite a couple.
Hey, Beef, what are you going to do with it?
Well, I don't know. I was trying to win a fishing reel.
Look, why don't you give it to Mom? She likes stuff like that.
Maybe I will. I'll bet she'd like this a whole lot.
Oh, sure. Hey, look, I'm going to go get the car.
Look, Beaver, you don't want to give a present like that to your mother.
Why not?
What do you want to do? You want to make your pop look like a cheapskate?
Look, I'll give you $3 for it.
Three whole dollars? Sure. You don't give things like this to people in the family. Lockets are made to give to dolls. Here you go, Junior.
Okay, I'll...
No, don't do it.
You stay out of this, hydrant head.
Don't tell me, Lockett. Why don't you give it to your own girl?
My own girl?
Well, I don't have one.
Sure you have. Donna.
Oh, yeah, that girl. Oh, I forgot.
To get the present like this would make her like me a lot, huh?
Sure. You see, Eddie?
Nah. Don't do that around here. They'll start throwing baseballs at you. So Wally, me and Gilbert are going to walk home. Why don't you do your family a favor and get lost?
Oh, hi, Mom.
How was the carnival?
Well, it was okay, I guess.
Well, where's Beaver?
He and Gilbert decided they wanted to walk home.
You mean they'd rather walk than ride?
Well, especially if they have to ride in the same car with Eddie. Beaver and Eddie got into a big thing about a prize Beaver won.
Beaver won a prize?
Yeah, but I don't want to spoil it for you by telling you what it is. He's going to give it to you, and it's real neat. You'll really like it.
Oh, well, that's very thoughtful of Beaver.
So kind of act surprised when he gives it to you, okay?
I will, Wally. I will.
Gilbert, you sure it's okay if I cut these pictures out of your yearbook?
Yeah, it's okay. All my father's interested in is my picture. He shows the book to my Uncle Gilbert and says, here's a picture of your nephew Gilbert, who's named after you. And then my uncle says, mighty fine looking lad. And then he gives me $5.
Yeah? Well, here's Donna's picture, and here's mine. Gotta put them in the locket.
Why, Beav, I didn't know you were such a swinger.
Neither did I. There. How's it look?
Looks just like an ad in a teen magazine.
Yeah. Well, I guess I better give it to her.
How about me coming along so I can watch you give it to her?
No, Gilbert. This is the kind of thing a guy has to do alone.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, good luck, Fabian.
Beaver, what are you doing here?
Oh, well, I just happen to be standing here.
You happen to be standing here every day for the past week.
Well, a guy's got to stand someplace. Well, there's no law against it. Donna?
Huh?
Do you like me?
Sure.
Well, no fooling?
Sure. Mrs. Raymond says we have to like our classmates or she'll fail us in citizenship.
Well, I don't mean, do you like me in school? I mean, do you like me even without anybody making you like me?
Beaver, what are you trying to say?
Well, I'm just trying to say that I like you a lot, and I want to give you a present here.
Oh, Beaver, it's beautiful. Thank you so much.
So you finally got home.
What?
Took you and Gilbert quite a while to walk home from the carnival.
Oh, yeah, quite a while.
You boys had fun?
It was fun.
Beaver?
Yes, sir.
I hear you have a gift for me. You won at the carnival.
Oh, you know about that?
Well, Wally just mentioned it. He didn't want to spoil your surprise by telling me what it is, but he said it was a very nice little present.
Oh, yeah. Here, Mom.
Thank you.
Well, that's okay.
Oh, what do you know? We have another mouth to feed.
Boy, Beaver. You mean you gave that $20 locket to a girl in your class? Yeah, Donna Yeager. Well, why?
Because I like her.
Well, yeah, but you don't go around giving an expensive hunk of stuff like that to everybody you like.
I know, Wally. But this is a different kind of liking. It's not like Sunday school liking or Ten Commandments liking.
It's a kind of liking that... Well, you know what I mean.
Well, sure, but Beaver, you're too young for that kind of liking.
Well, if I'm too young for that kind of liking, how come I've got that kind of liking?
Search me. Maybe you've been seeing too many movies or something. But Beaver, feeling this way about a girl at your age can get you in nothing but trouble.
But how can you get in trouble just feeling good about somebody?
Look, Beaver, they have a rule in your school about kids not dating, don't they?
Well, sure, but I'm not dating her.
Well, yeah, but giving her an expensive present like that is worse. It looks like you're in love with her or something. And a guy in the eighth grade just can't look like he's in love with a girl in the eighth grade.
Gee, I didn't think it was that bad.
Sure. You can't start acting dumb and stupid about girls, at least until you're in high school. What about Miss Rayburn? How's it going to look to her? She can't have kids in the eighth grade flipping over girls. She might have to kick you out of school. And what about the girl's parents? Why, if they see the present, they'll go through the roof.
You think so?
Well, sure. A kid like you isn't supposed to go running around like Frank Sinatra.
Boy, you know something, Wally? I wouldn't be in this mess if I'd have taken that Mickey Mantle ashtray.
Mom, have you seen our history book?
It's right where you left it, darling.
Jonathan?
Where did you get that locket?
A boy gave it to me.
A boy?
That's right, Mom.
Boys at your age? What boy?
A boy at school.
What's our school system coming to anyway?
Now, Robert.
Let me see this thing. Why, this is no dime store trinket.
I know, Daddy. Isn't it just wonderful?
Mildred, this is 14 karat gold.
Really?
Yes, really. I didn't give you anything this good till after we'd been married for 5 years. Donna, you're not going to keep this.
Oh, Daddy.
I mean it. I don't approve of boys and girls your age giving gifts like this. Who is this boy?
Beaver. Theodore Cleaver.
Ward Cleaver's boy? Well, you see that he gets it back tomorrow.
But, Daddy, I can't give it back to him now. All my friends at school know about it. How could I ever face them?
But, all right. If it's that difficult for you, I'll put your name on it, and I'll mail it to him myself. But you're not going to keep it, you understand?
Yes, Daddy. But a thing like this could absolutely give me a trauma.
What are we raising around here? One of the Gabor sisters?
Hey, remind me to tell your mother what a good cook she is, Homer.
It's just a store cake, Eddie.
So I'll tell her the cake was so good I thought it was one of her own.
Oh, hi, Beav.
Hi.
How things go at school today?
Well, okay.
You know, there's no big deal about that girl you gave the locket to?
Uh-uh. She wasn't even at school today.
Hey, wait a minute, Clyde. You mean you gave that locket to a girl?
Yep.
Boy, how stupid can you get?
It was mostly your idea.
The kid's in trouble. You'll listen to anybody. You know why this alleged girlfriend wasn't in school today, don't you?
No, why?
It's the age-old story. The fair princess went home wearing the golden bauble from her swain, only to be met by the irate king. Her old man.
Come on, Eddie.
You better head for the hills, Sir Lancelot, before her father gallops over here and wipes that dopey look off your face with a battle axe.
Beaver! Beaver?
Do you want me, Mom?
Hey, there's a package down here for you. Just came in the mail.
Who's it from?
Donna Yeager. Isn't that girl you know at school?
Yeah. Well, maybe she found a pair of my old gym socks in the school playground, and it's in them back me.
And insured them for $15?
Boy, oh boy. A lot that Eddie Haskell knows.
What are you talking about?
This. You and Eddie tried to tell me I was in trouble with Donna for giving her the locket. Just wait till you see what she sent me.
Oh, yeah? What did she send you?
My locket back.
Well, I suppose I could say I told you so, but I guess this is no time to be rubbing it in.
Hey, Wally, does this mean that she doesn't like me anymore?
Oh, well, look, don't get all shook up, Beav. Girls are kind of hard to figure.
Yeah. You know something? I was doing better when I was just looking at her.
Look what I found in Beaver's drawer.
Where'd that come from?
A young lady friend, Donna Yeager. It came in the mail today.
Well, our youngest is growing up.
He's growing up a little too fast.
Well, of course, kids have always exchanged pins and rings at school.
Yes, honey, but they were meaningless, inexpensive things. This is an expensive gift. It's 14 karat gold.
Say, she has gone a little overboard.
She's gone way overboard. Look at the way she's looking at him. Well, you know, I don't like this one little bit.
Well, I can't say I'm exactly in favor of it.
Wonder if her mother and father know about this.
No.
Honey, why don't you call them up?
Tell you what, I know Bob Yeager pretty well. I play golf with him every now and then. Why don't I just drop over there and return his daughter's gift? I'm sure when he learns about it, he'll understand that Donna's just gone a little too far for a girl her age.
Ward? Now, don't let them lay any of the blame on Beaver. After all, it's not his fault if their daughter happens to have a crush on him.
No way, yes.
Hey, Mom, do you think it'd be okay if I asked Dad if I could borrow his car so I can buy a fan belt for my car?
Well, honey, I imagine it would be all right. But your father isn't home at the moment.
Oh, when will he be back?
Well, it shouldn't be too long. He's gone over to talk to Donna Yeager's father.
Oh, okay. I'll ask him when he gets... Donna Yeager's father?
Yes, you know, your father and I were pretty upset when we found Donna had sent Beaver an expensive gift in the mail.
She sent him an expensive gift?
A gold locket.
A gold... Oh, boy. Excuse me, Mom.
Wally?
I'll fill you in later.
Hey, Wally, have you seen the locket that Donna gave me back?
No, I haven't seen it, but I know who has. Dad.
Dad?
Yeah, and boy, are you in trouble.
I am?
Big trouble.
Well, figured when I was little and I threw the Brussels sprouts on the heater vent.
This, the Brussels sprouts were nothing. Dad's over at the Yeager's right now talking to Donna's father.
Well, how come he's talking to him?
Well, because Mom and Dad are all shook up because they think Donna gave you the locket instead of you giving Donna the locket. And Dad's going to tell her dad that you... Well, that she... Oh, it's a big mess.
Yeah. The Brussels sprouts were nothing.
Bob, I am not a parent who makes a practice of interfering in his son's activities. However, I... Well, what I'm trying to say is, this has to do with the locket your daughter sent my boy in the mail.
Oh, he got it already?
You know about it?
Why, did I do? It was my idea that she mailed it to him.
Your idea?
Yes, Ward.
Well, Bob, I don't know how you feel about matters like this, but, personally, I just don't approve of children their age giving each other such expensive gifts.
I hardly agree with you.
Well, Bob, if you feel that way, I can't quite understand why you approved of Donna giving Beaver the locket in the first place.
I approve. Ward, Donna didn't give him the locket in the first place. He gave it to her.
Beaver gave it to her?
That's right. He gave her the present, and I mailed it back for her.
Oh. Oh, you mailed it back?
Yes.
Oh, well, now I'm beginning to get a little clearer picture. Thanks very much, Bob. I'm sorry to have bothered you.
Well, that's quite all right. I'm glad we got the whole thing straightened out.
Yes, I'll find my way out.
Hey, how'd
it go?
Oh, fine. Just fine.
Not according to the expression on your face.
Well, I just discovered that our sweet, innocent little Beaver is a junior Casanova.
Hi, Dad.
Where's Beaver?
He's upstairs in his room waiting for you.
Good.
Dad, he's pretty scared. Maybe you shouldn't yell at him too much because he's stupid. You know, it might not be his fault. Maybe it's got something to do with his genes.
What?
Well, you know, like maybe he had an ancestor who wasn't so bright, or... He's waiting in the room, Dad.
I'll talk to him. You brush up on your biology.
Well, you mentioned something about filling me in.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe you better come in the living room and sit down.
So when I won the locket at the carnival, I decided to give it to her.
I see.
I don't know what made me give it to her, but there's something funny about that girl.
Funny?
Well, I don't mean funny exactly. It's kind of hard to explain. Sometimes when I'd look at her, I'd feel real good. And then other times, I feel like I was going to get sick right in my stomach. But I guess you wouldn't understand.
Oh, I don't know, Beaver. I think maybe I do.
You do? Really, Dad?
Yeah. There was a little girl in my class at school that... Well, it finally got so bad, my parents almost sent for the doctor to find out what was wrong with me.
Gee, it's hard to believe that anybody's father really knows what's going on in the kid's mind.
Well, it doesn't take much doing.
Dad, about girls.
Yes?
Does it ever get better?
Well, Beaver, I wish I could say so, but the fact of the matter is that it gets an awful lot worse before it gets better.
Hope you weren't too hard on the Beaver.
No, not at all. Matter of fact, trying to explain women to him was harder on me than it was on him.
Mom?
Yes, Beaver?
Here.
Thank you. Oh, Beaver, how pretty.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to throw it away, well, so I'm giving it to you.
Thank you, Beaver. I certainly...
How's it feel to be playing second fiddle to a girl?
Warren, a mother spends most of her life playing second fiddle to a girl. Might as well start getting used to it now.
Those other networks put their good shows to bed hours ago, but not TV Land. We're having a late-night mini-thon of Leave It to Beaver because we're dedicated to your 24-hour TV satisfaction. And we drink too much coffee. Stay tuned for another episode coming up next.